My name's Ryan, how are you?
Very good. Enjoying a little bit of fun time today and looking forward to putting on my blue suede shoes very soon.
How long have you been on this, Rob? I've been doing Gather Snow for over 12 years.
What did you start? What point in your life did you start from? It started a great bit. What did you do after seeing that you tend to do?
Well, I was in the army and I was always an Elvis fan. I was on holiday in Cyprus and I got up one day and saw the owner asked me to go and be a Elvis.
That's where it all started. I'm not sure if it's right when you said that, but I'm not sure if it's right when you said that. I'm not sure if it's right when you said that. I'm not sure if it's right when you said that. And I'm not sure if it's right when you said that. And the point is, it's not right when
I listen to Elvis or watch him or sing along with him.
What were you trying to do?
Basically, we try and take the audience back to the time I special. We start the show from there, from when he was obviously just come back from the army. So we start from there and then we do all the way through to the concert years. So it's all video screens and the music and the lights are all timed up. They've got a great guy, Ricky, Geo, production, but Danny Geo sound as well, so they've put a lot of work into receiving the lights and sound. Yeah, well, I mean, that's obviously we started doing COVID and we put the show together for 2 years. So we didn't just sit and say, oh, when we're going to get back, we actually used the time efficiently.
So what do you need to do?
Again, if you feel that, that's absolutely amazing, but I think it's such a hard thing to try and recreate. It's been an honour, but you put everything in there. Yeah, we've spent years playing into the course, so it's one of those things, and I'm going to really help us in my hero as well, so I'm always trying to push for the best.
I'm not sure both of you. I mean, it's a lot of people who are just going right through to what you do as well. Are you following your diet?
No, I'm actually the opposite. I'm always trying to lose weight, so I'm constantly like a boxer, I weigh myself every before I go, so I've got to stay in there to keep on there.
So, I think the idea is that I can push it to the right. Do people stop you in the street just when they're off and say, oh, yeah, or is it a lot of makeup and costumes?
It's because makeup and costumes. I used to wear sideburns and my own hair, but now I like basically I can walk around, no one's got a clue. I'm lucky with this accent, it's just for you. And I like that as well. I can go into the venues and people talk to me if they're part of the band or something as well. So I love that as well. But again, it's for the band and the guys. They all enjoy it. Everyone's there because they love the music as well. So it's not just a job to them. It's like a family when they're all hugging each other and they're all thinking, come on, mate, hurry up and get the second check and things like that as well. So it's a great relationship with the band. And obviously, the more that spills over into the audience, and the more interaction you get from the audience, the more the guests thought. It's a win-win situation for the audiences.
Can you get more from the audience?
I have a rather nice collection of Elvis dances. I think it's well over 50 now.
How did you choose it to dig out into it? Or do you think more than one?
Yeah, well, there's more of that. So I think I've got about 30 at the moment. And I've got more of them than I just got to say I'll have that one today, I think. So it's and just the way I'm feeling as well, and I'm looking at my wife, I'm very much a part of it, seeing like face manager, makeup, as well as so, a family run business as well, which is nice. Well, I've got my room sort of some in there, but I mean, the actual characters got more closer than any of us as well, so it's quite a lot of stuff, but which is nice. And I've got 75, I've got the rest, the costumes, obviously the band costumes, and you've got the lights and things as well, so it's quite cool.
And again,
my personal favourite is probably An American Trilogy. It's a very meaningful song to me, and also the playing with Miley, and I actually sang with Elvis at the back of it on the screen as well, so they've got the video screens on that. To try and keep in time with Elvis as well, which is just a nice.
I wonder if celebrating the music of the king of rock and roll in a live concert, very soon, if you can find any way to get tickets to the